Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison has sued Texas Governor Greg Abbott over the extradition of ICE agent Christian Castro, who faces charges in a Minneapolis shooting case.
Governor Abbott should have granted Governor Wall's extradition request long ago and is required to do so now. I should never have to file this lawsuit. Christian Castro is not above the law, and Greg Abbott isn't either.
A criminal complaint alleges that in January, Castro fired a gun at the front door of a home in Minneapolis while the home was occupied by multiple people. Castro's gunshot struck a victim in the leg. Minnesota is recognizing the thousands of volunteer firefighters who help protect communities across the state. Today is Volunteer Firefighters Recognition Day. Minnesota has historically relied heavily on volunteers, particularly in rural communities, with more than 90% of the state's fire departments using volunteer firefighters. Minnesota food shelves can now accept donated eggs beyond the dates printed on the carton. Sophie Wallerstedt, Public Affairs Manager for Second Harvest Heartland, says the change brings Minnesota in line with most other states.
Prior to this bill passing, Minnesota was one of the only states where eggs could only be donated by retailers and manufacturers through the sell-by date marked on the carton. We do know that eggs remain safe and nutritious well past that sell-by date.
Retailers and distributors can now donate eggs up to 30 days past their marked quality assurance or sell-by date. And the Office of Traffic Safety is launching a new campaign to get drunk drivers off the road. Extra patrols begin this week and last through Labor Day. The campaign includes a man named Corey, who was arrested for DWI in 2023.
I felt so ashamed. I remember thinking to myself, who are you? The truth is, the shame had already started before the trooper ever arrived. You see, I'd pulled over. I knew I had been drinking too much, and I knew I shouldn't have been driving.
The increased patrols in Minnesota will be paid for by federal funding. In other headlines, Governor Wall has issued an executive order today blocking any attempt at copper nickel mining in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness.
We understand that just because something is ours to enjoy doesn't mean we get to destroy it. The Boundary Waters represents a treasure we all share, not just with each other, but with future generations of Minnesotans who will come here to see the peace of the Boundary Waters.
Congress voted recently to overturn a 20-year ban and go forward with a mining project in the area. Minnesota Congressman Pete Stauber is criticizing Walz' executive order aimed at protecting the Boundary Waters from copper and nickel mining. Stauber calls the move a harmful attack on Iron Range workers, saying it puts thousands of union jobs at risk. Stauber previously led efforts in Congress to overturn that 20-year mining ban in the area. And Luigi Mangione's New York State murder trial has been postponed while a judge considers a defense request to dismiss the case. The trial had been set for September 8th. Attorneys argue the state prosecution violates double jeopardy protections, while prosecutors disagree. This is MNN.